woke up in the morning. Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years. On the radio.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Okay, so I saw this TikTok over the weekend. And you know when somebody normally shares a TikTok with you, you're like, oh, God, I have to watch this.
Actually, all right, Grandpa, let's hear it.
The only good TikToks that I get from people, I have to say, Jax and TJ send me very, very
funny TikToks.
I have to say that.
I appreciate that.
Very different ones, too.
And TJ and I don't have, very different.
You guys have a different conversation.
We do. Separate
of you. I don't want to be a part of it.
Because Jax doesn't want to see it. But the thing is that, like, you know from certain things like, what your friends watch based on what their timeline is. So what comes up in their timeline is often a reflection of the kind of things that they're consuming. So Jax's are very sweet. TJ's are extremely dark.
So dark.
Yeah.
And mine dark.
Mine are completely just random.
Really?
I like some random stuff. So I saw this come up, and I like when people do those remixes and stuff. When they're able to pull two songs together that you would never have thought about. So have a listen to this one. It's Dua Lipa, but it's a Dua Lipa in a way you've never heard it before. Okay. It's a guy in front of his computer. And he says, it's key of B minor. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's part of this scale, key of D.
Oh, no. Don't.
Listen to this. It's crazy. Wait till it gets to the chorus, too. Kind of works. And then it goes in here. Great. Amazing?
That's fun.
Yeah. I'm one of the greatest, ain't no debate, no. I'm
still levitating, I'm This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're hearing from a bunch of text messengers right now that it's one of the worst drives you've ever seen.
Wow.
Text both from Hamilton and Oshawa, both sides of the city saying this is just brutal. So wishing you the best out there. Plows, thank you so much for doing what you do.
Yep.
Plows and salt trucks, my goodness. And obviously, take it slow today. There's no other way. I mean, like, it's welcome to February,
right? It is what it is. Right?
Now, one thing they are saying is that later today, it's going to go up to 4 or 5 degrees, and this will turn to rain. And then it'll be kind of slippery tomorrow morning because obviously it freezes overnight, but it's not going to go that far down. And they're saying by Wednesday, because we're expecting rain / snow for the rest of the week, that most of the snow on the ground currently may be gone. So it's funny because we're seeing it right now. It's been building for a couple of weeks or whatever, but because of the rain, it may do that. Anyway.
I need to also say that, gentlemen, it is the last week of February, and we are officially 1 month away from spring.
I love you dearly, but I feel like on the same day when somebody said this is the worst commute they've ever had, we probably don't need to hear that.
If we're thinking...
Positively.
Yeah. And in the future, this is nice news.
Well, and is daylight saving not coming up in like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, TJ.
So I was driving yesterday and I think it was after 6 o'clock and the sun was up.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
imagine.
It's happening slowly. Listen, normally I'm with TJ and I'm making fun of you. But after the 12 months that we have had,
I know.
I'm going to be Team Dax all the way on this one. TJ, I'm sorry, buddy. But
I can't. Stay in a snowbank.
It's literally all I have to hang on to at this point.
You guys aren't invited anymore.
To what?
To the 1 year birthday party I was going to throw for COVID. So you're not invited.
I'm not coming.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There's a GoFundMe set up for an international student in Hamilton that needs your help. Debbie Adegoke was born in Nigeria and is currently studying child and youth care at Mohawk College. And then they set up a GoFundMe page to help pay their tuition. After her and her family was hit hard by the pandemic, obviously with things being closed, trying to come up with money was near impossible. It was hard for her family back in Nigeria, and it was hard for her here to find work to pay for stuff. So she's hoping this will help pay off her debt from last semester, as well as cover the tuition for this upcoming year. Here's the thing, though. She mentioned that if she doesn't make it by March 31st of this year, she'll have to wait till next year to graduate, which, of course, being an international student adds another layer of stress.
Mess, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So she's around $2,000 shy of her goal of $11,350, which is number one, fantastic that people are helping out.
Yeah.
We are going to post the GoFundMe link
because
the world is hard enough right now, and especially if you're a student, and especially if you're an international student.
So absolutely.
If you're listening to this right now, please go to our Insta stories and check that out. Yeah. We can do this by this morning.
Absolutely, yeah. We can.
A mission.
And
a challenge.
We're going to keep monitoring it and we'll keep updating you as the morning goes. Let's do this for Debbie.
Even a couple bucks, yeah.
Hey, Toronto is getting a traveling grocery store that could go right to your neighborhood. So do you live in one of those neighborhoods that's like 15 minutes away from the nearest grocery store for just whatever reason? Yeah. These places exist. Well, that's why Toronto is set to be among the first cities to experience the first ever traveling grocery store on wheels. It's being launched by a company called Grocery Neighbor that hopes to become a new solution for food insecurity across the GTA. So the vehicles have a layout that basically looks like a grocery store. You walk in, there's a produce section, there's shelves of bread, there's all that fun stuff. There's also unique local products as well, which is cool.
It's like the bookmobile, except with groceries.
Exactly.
Nice. Yeah. Love that.
I love it.
So it is set up to serve neighborhoods that are at least 15 minutes away from their nearest major grocery store. And you can see that start popping up in the next 30 to 90 days. I just think it's really neat that there's going to be traveling grocery stores. I think that's fun. Hey, people who wear glasses could be 3 times less likely to catch COVID-19. This is what a new study is suggesting. The virus can enter the body when people touch their eyes, nose, or mouth after they come in contact with it. But the study, which, to be fair, has yet to be reviewed by peers, which means doctors haven't really looked at it.
Okay.
Suggests that those who wear glasses are less likely to rub their eyes and therefore less likely to contract it that way. Now, as somebody who wears glasses that they don't need because their girlfriend said that they would look handsome in a pair of glasses.
I was going to say, do I have to be real or a fake glasses?
You can say, I'll wear sunglasses inside. Why not? Whatever. Yeah. Just be cool. Cool guy.
Yeah, cool guy alert.
Do you touch your eyes much?
I only touch my eyes.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Stop it.
The only part of my body I ever touch is my eyes, nose, and mouth.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Obviously some big news over the weekend with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West announcing officially that the divorce is happening. Mm-hmm. We knew they were separated. We thought this was coming, and this is coming. And evidently, according to multiple sources, including People Magazine, which is pretty good on this stuff, Kanye is thinking that his run for president last year, which, by the way, happened.
Yeah, it was real.
I know.
That was real life.
His run for president happened last year, and he thinks that that was probably the break point with Kim Kardashian. Now, I guess, according to the source, he's in the if-only place. If only I hadn't done this, if only I hadn't done that.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
He says that the presidential run was the straw that broke the camel's back. Before that, there was hope. After that, none. It cost him his marriage. Now, you remember Kanye at that press conference said that he made a remark about how they almost aborted their first kid.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, at that point, Kim, who had been publicly defending him, kind of said, said nothing.
Yeah.
And you kind of wondered what was going on there. We've known for years that Kanye's dealt with some mental health struggles, mm-hmm. and that was pretty much on display during that press conference. Yeah. Came on the bulletproof vest and everything. You guys remember that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing I do want to say is just, and I don't want to be, I understand that these are celebrities with millions of dollars, but I do want to say that maybe we all back off on taking shots at both of them now. The only reason I say that is, you know, been through it myself, and it doesn't matter how much or how little money you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Divorce is, I mean, I'll tell you, it's like a funeral that keeps going and going.
Well, feelings
are
feelings are feelings, right?
Yeah. Well, no, but I need you to hear that, though. Yeah. I need you to understand that, like, it's, you know, when you experience loss in your life, it's for usually a limited amount of time. Yeah. This just keeps going. And so I would just say, and then you guys feel free to jump in. You don't need to take shots at people who are already down. Yeah. It's punching down at this point. Yeah. I feel for them. I do.
And you feel for their kids, right? Because they do. How old?
They got 4 kids.
Yeah. And the oldest would be 7, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe
that's
8.
Tough and old enough to know.
Yeah.
Right?
You saw jokes coming out over the weekend about it being like, oh, here we go. And it's like, we knew that this was happening, a month ago? So, like, the time for jokes is kind of over. And also, this is a marriage that not only has children involved, but a lot of mental health issues, like you said. So, it almost feels like very early 2000s tabloidy to make fun of this couple. It feels yucky. It feels
gross.
Watch
a Britney documentary.
Yes. Yeah.
And then apply it here, right? Yeah. And I know it's different circumstances, but all the same.
But it's not, though, because, like, we look back on what everybody said about Britney. Not that long ago, mm-hmm. and we feel sick about it. So this is an opportunity, in a way, where in 10 years, we don't have to look back and think, ooh, we said some really bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
And
we can say the right things now.
Yeah,
and be a better person for it.
But, you know, you don't have to. And I think, you know, I understand, listen, if you don't like the Kardashians, if you don't like Kanye West, fine. But you don't need to take snipes at them as well. Like, it's just sort of...
It's yucky.
Poking fun at people's failures like that or the breakdown of a relationship's a bummer. It just sucks. So, wishing them the best. And hopefully, everybody comes out and Kanye gets the help he needs, clearly needs. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Man, how come no one asked Post Malone about his name before this?
He's too busy looking at his sweet face.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, he's such a wicked guy.
He's so good.
By all accounts, too, by people close to him, and he actually is genuinely a very sweet, nice guy.
Yes. And when we saw him, and that was, I think, was that the last concert we saw?
I think so.
So we took Virgin Radio listeners, I think 20 Virgin Radio listeners, to the box, and we got to watch. And I actually felt bad because there was a mom who was there with her 11-year-old. And it was his first concert. Oh, and Post Malone likes to swear a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a first concert it was.
And every time he swore, she would, like, cover his ears and whatever. But they had a great time, and Post was amazing. And no one really asked him about his name. So in an interview with Vice, they actually asked him, like, Austin Post, like, how did
where does it come from?
Yeah. So he simply put his real name, Austin Post, into a rap name generator, which those were cool in like what, 2012?
Yeah, that would be late for it. Yeah.
and the name Post Malone came back out, and he said, I was looking for a name. I already had all these songs done and I couldn't think of anything, so I put my name into the rap generator and it said Post Malone, and that's where it is. It just stuck.
Kind of worked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I want to know if that was the first click or maybe there was three other options and then he went with Post Malone.
Can I give you guys your rap names?
Okay.
Did you actually just do
that? I'm just looking at them up.
All right, okay. All right.
All right, Adam, you are A-Chrome.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, A-Chrome?
Yeah, A-Chrome, TJ, and Jax.
All right.
Yeah, what's my rap name, Jax? Because I clearly... Ooh,
this is a different one. Rula Tyomanic.
Rula
Tyomanic?
Wow.
Yeah, Rula Tyomanic.
You want to know something really weird? I have that tattooed on my arm.
Stop it.
Right, okay, across Jax, my stomach.
Okay. Do you? So it's A-Chrome, Rula Tyomanic.
So, okay.
Uh-oh.
Foxy Jax J Cookies.
So it's Virgin Mornings with A-Chrome.
Yep. Rula Tyomanic and Foxy Jax J Cookies.
Yeah. J Cookies kind of works for you.
I don't mind it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, there's a GoFundMe set up for an international student in Hamilton that needs your help. Her name is Debbie Adegoki, born in Nigeria, and is currently studying child and youth care at Mohawk College. They set up a GoFundMe page to help pay their tuition after her and her family were hit really hard by the pandemic. Obviously, her family back in Nigeria, having a hard time making some money, and here, making money as a student full-time is not easy to do. Nope. And with what was going on in the world, it became even harder, near impossible. So she's hoping that this will help pay off her debt from last semester, as well as cover her tuition for the upcoming year. She also mentioned that if her payments aren't made by March 31st of this year, she'll have to wait until next year to graduate, which obviously, if you're an international student, becomes even more complicated.
Yeah.
She's around $2,000 shy of her goal of $11,350. In fact, actually, at last check, she's at $9,787. So still just under $2,000. Would be fantastic if she could hit that mark by 11 a.m. this morning. We would love that.
We've got it on our Twitter and on our Instagram and our stories. You'll have to go a little deeper in our stories because we've got like 8 stories up right now. But let's see if we can get her there before 11 a.m.
Just life's a couple bucks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Life's hard when you're a student. Life's hard for everyone right now. Yeah. It'd be nice for us all to do something really nice for Demi. Hey, a sex and cheating explosion is anticipated for the springs and summer as more people get vaccinated. So this is according to a new survey from Illicit Encounters, which has found that there's been a surge in people signing up to look for affairs in the past month. And that 74% of users say they'll start sleeping with people again once all the over 50s have been vaccinated by April. The survey also found that 86% of people said they felt more relaxed to cheat now that the vaccines are being rolled out.
So. Stop it. Don't cheat. Vaccine or no vaccine.
Man. It's dark times, isn't it? Also, I don't know if you know this, but it's snowing and it's not a very fun drive out there. They're saying when all is said and done, we can get 5 to 10 centimeters of snow by the afternoon. But of course, it's going to go up to like 4 or 5 degrees today, so that could melt or at least turn into rain, which will make it even more of a nightmare when it freezes overnight. So just give yourself some time, and I would anticipate tomorrow being a not very fun drive as well. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want you to know that last week, Jax got honked at for driving in too slow on Toronto streets.
Many times I was honked at.
But there was one in particular where we were pretty sure the person that honked at you, because it was downtown near Queen and John in the morning, early morning hours, we're pretty sure the person that honked at you texted us later and said you were going too slow, yeah. Jax. You would drive a little Volkswagen Golf, and the person messaged us and said,
here's the license plate number.
And, which was very funny.
The roads were slick and I was nervous, okay?
Now, Jax,
yes.
Because of that, you overcorrected this weekend.
What happened, man?
Well, I thought, you know what? I do need to go a little faster. Maybe it was a confidence thing. I was like, I need to be a little bit more confident on the road. So I was driving down Dufferin.
Going to the mall?
No, I wish. I love Dufferin Mall. Can't wait for you to come back, baby. I was driving down Dufferin, and I was going a little too fast.
How fast is too fast?
Yeah, no, you tell us.
Okay. I was going 60 and a 40. But no,
Jack,
like,
you're going too fast,
no,
too furious.
No, no. Yeah, but like, it did
caution
it happened,
in the wind,
it happened so quick. Because I was trying to get through a yellow, and the car behind me was right on my tail.
Quick.
And then I was pulled over by the police.
You were trying to get through a yellow?
No, yeah, because I had to. I panicked.
You were going 20 over, and you blew a yellow?
No, no, no. I had already gotten.
Yeah. Did you sell drugs at the window too?
I was like, and I'm terrified of authority.
Yeah.
So he pulled me over, and he came to the window, and I have tinted windows.
Oh yeah. Don't want people recognizing
now,
you, right?
You leased a car with tinted windows, right?
Yeah, they did it. Like the dealership did it.
So it's from the dealer.
It's from the dealer.
From the Volkswagen dealership.
Volkswagen dealership. Yeah. But somebody told me like your windows are too tinted, and that's
are they
illegal.
A tint expert, a tint doctor.
No,
if you will?
But so I've been driving around thinking I'm going to get arrested. So when I was pulled over, I put all of my windows down so he couldn't see that they were tinted because I thought I'd get in trouble.
Yeah, that's less suspicious for sure. It's minus 10.
He pulled you over. He saw your windows.
Yeah. But here's the best part.
So you're sitting there freezing, trying to get this ticket. Wait, like, because it doesn't, it's not like it's short.
Yeah.
They come up, they talk to you, then they go back to their car, they type a bunch of stuff, and you're wondering what kind of, you know, what grades they're looking at that you had from high school. Like, what?
And I was like shaking. Here's the other part. I was like, because I crumble when it comes to authority, and I was already nervous and I was shaking. And when he was like, license and insurance and registration, I had to find my insurance on my phone because I keep it in my email because you guys told me to not have that app on my phone anymore because it's tracking me.
Yes, it is.
So I deleted it. So it took me like 5 minutes to find it, and I was shaking and I was profusely apologizing. And my windows were down.
You should have the paper one in your car.
I didn't because I cleaned it out and put it in and I renewed it. It was a whole thing. But he was like, okay. And
you
I was.
Have to have proof.
I know, but I had it on my phone.
Oh my God.
No, I put it back in.
Are you alive? How did you get here?
It's back in the car now. But anyways, but I kept apologizing, and I called him sir so many times.
All right.
Oh, you poor
now,
sweet
Now, based
thing.
On all of that, no proof of insurance.
Yeah. No, I did.
Bad window
I did
tints.
Have proof.
Bad window tints.
Benny Benassi probably
Benny
playing.
Benny Benassi playing too high and blowing a yellow and going 20 over. Here's what we want to come back with. Okay, 999-999 to text. How expensive was Jax's ticket?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to take some guesses.
Also, how much prison time is she going to get?
Stop
it. TJ, how much do you think it was? I'm going to say 150 minimum.
I was going to say minimum like 200, maybe 280.
Okay, so you go 2.
Yeah.
I'm going 150. What do you think based on your own tickets? 999-999. And then Jackson will reveal the answer next. It's Drake, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, let's run this down, all right? So, Jax pulled over by the police. Here's where she went wrong. And it's a list. Number one. 60 in a 40 zone going Not down good. Dufferin Street.
58.
Okay, 58. Number two, ran a yellow.
Yeah.
Pushing it. Sped up to meet the
I
yellow.
I thought you were supposed to do that. Okay.
Yeah. Number three, okay. Worried about her window tints.
Yeah.
So instead of showing off her window tints, which by the way, were done by the dealership, she brought all four windows down as though the back windshield and front windshield don't exist.
Yep.
And so she was sitting in her car waiting for this ticket. It's like minus 10 outside. Yeah.
frigid, and she's just got all the windows down.
Not suspicious at all.
And then lastly, there is one more.
An illegal gambling ring in the back seat.
Stop it.
No actual proof of insurance in the car.
It was on my phone.
It was on your phone, but she deleted the app because we told her the insurance company was tracking it.
All of this is your fault,
but
both
of you. Yeah,
you
need to have a paper copy of that in the car.
I got it. It's in there now.
Okay, I'm going to check after the show.
So the question was, police pulled her over. How expensive was the ticket? I say 150. TJ says 200. What are the texts saying?
Text from the 519, 5250, which is a very specific amount.
Wow.
Somebody said, no insurance card, $65, 20 over, $400 plus 2 demerit points. The other one was the leather slide, so 465 total.
Whoa!
That's what they're guessing.
Oh my God, you might have lost demerit points.
You never know.
$300, another one from the 416, from the 647, $55, because they probably reduced it because of how scared and apologetic she was.
All right. Jax, reveal the answer, please.
I did not lose any points.
Okay.
And my ticket was $27.50.
For what?
Yeah, it was like a warning. I'd have
That's
to go through
less than a parking violation.
Right, exactly. Right, but it's because I have no prior like speeding tickets, and because I was literally
crying.
Terrified.
Yeah,
and I think he felt bad for me. He was just like, just stop it, just stop it. But he told me next time he's coming for me.
You probably deserve it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
An international student in Hamilton needs your help. Debbie Adegoki was born in Nigeria and is currently studying child and youth care at Mohawk College, and set up a GoFundMe page to help pay their tuition after her and her family was hit hard by the pandemic. Obviously, her family back in Nigeria. And for her, working, being a full-time student, especially in the middle of a pandemic when things are tough, is getting money is near impossible. So she's hoping that this will help pay off her debt from last semester, as well as cover her tuition for the upcoming year. Here's where it gets a little complicated. She has to do it by March 31st, or she'll have to wait till next year to graduate. Which, of course, when you're an international student, becomes very complicated because you're dealing with, like, visas.
Your residency, everything, yeah.
Exactly. So she's trying to raise $11,350. And what's really, really cool is she's just under $10,000 right now. It would be fantastic if we could get her up over her goal by 11 a.m. this morning. I know our listeners are super, super generous. And it's just life is hard for everybody right now, especially when you're a student, especially when you're an international student. Let's see what we can do. See what we can do to help Debbie out.
$10.
$10.
Yeah, $10. That's a challenge. And I'll donate $10, and Jackson TJ will too.
Yep,
and I'm making them. But the other thing is here, I just want to throw this out there. We've been talking about this morning. In the last hour, it's gone up $1,000.
That's incredible.
So we're almost there.
We have the link for the GoFundMe, by the way, on Virgin Radio Toronto's Instagram. So you can go check that out. Toronto is getting traveling grocery stores that will go right to your neighborhood. So this is the first ever experience, and it's thought of by a company called Grocery Neighbor, and they're hoping to become a new solution for neighborhoods that don't have a major grocery store like close to them. So they said that it's kind of being tested in places where the biggest chain or the big grocery stores are at least 15 minutes away. So these vehicles have a layout that's very similar to a grocery store. It has a produce section, and there's bakery, all that fun stuff, and there's even shelves of unique local products as well. It looks like they're going to be rolling this out over the next 30 to 90 days. So check that out in your neighborhood if it pops on by.
Yeah, love that.
A sex and cheating explosion is anticipated for the spring and summer as people get vaccinated. This according to a new survey of 2,000 people from Illicit Encounters. They found that there's been a huge surge in people signing up looking for affairs in the past month, and that 74% of users say they'll start sleeping with people again once all the over 50s have been vaccinated by April.
Safe,
I love it. The survey found that 86% of people feel more relaxed to cheat now that vaccines are being rolled out. I love that. Well, the vaccine's out. Better start cheating on my spouse.
Yeah, why not? I guess.
That's what's trending, TJ.
By the way, don't do that. Have some guts and break up with them. Honestly. But I'm not surprised. Like, there are a lot of predictions that this will be the new roaring 20s.
Yeah.
Because of just the apparently the drug, alcohol, sex, all that's supposed to skyrocket as soon as this happens.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like the worst time.
Nope, it doesn't.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How do you begin to sort through a divorce that could be upwards of $500-600 million?
Oof.
I don't even know where to begin.
Kanye West, Kim Kardashian. It could be more than that. Mm-hmm. People are just sort of speculating. I mean, two of the Kardashian sisters are already billionaires, apparently.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it could be way more. Who knows? Kanye West, Kim Kardashian divorce. We knew they were separating. I think we talked about it about a month ago.
Yep.
Kind of speculated on it last fall. And, you know, Kanye West, apparently, according to People magazine, which is really good on stuff like this, is saying he thinks that the straw that broke the camel's back with their marriage was his presidential run last year. And specifically, I would imagine it would be the press conference where he showed up in a bulletproof vest and then said that he was against abortion and that Kim and him almost aborted their first child, which is unbelievable. Yeah. Like, that must have been gut-wrenching for her.
Yeah.
Whether that's true or not. Mm-hmm. Just an
awful... Having your partner do that in public is...
Terrible. Now, Kim, up until that point, had publicly supported him.
Yep.
Said, you know, that he struggled with mental health issues, was trying to get him help. Mm-hmm. And then I think at that point, you heard nothing but radio silence from her. And I think that may have been it. Now, the one thing I do want to caution you about, especially in light of what happened with the Britney Spears documentary that we heard, is posterity. One of the things we don't want in the future is to have a documentary made like this, where we're saying the same stuff that's so out of touch and so awful to somebody going through a crisis, like we saw with Britney. So I would caution you against, and I don't want to tell you what to do, but let me tell you, going through it myself, for me and my ex, who, you know, we don't hate each other. We're not angry at each other. It just broke off. It happens. It's still awful. And it doesn't matter whether you have $500 million or $5.
Yeah.
Divorce is painful. There are four children at stake here. Let's kind of let's not take our shots. I get that Kanye and Kim aren't the most liked people in the world, but we don't need to take shots at them.
With the Britney documentary, even there was an interview floating around of Lindsay Lohan on David Letterman and like him making some very inappropriate comments and questions. And that wasn't that long ago either.
No.
And you look at those and you say, how can we allow ourselves to ask those questions? How can we make those jokes? How can we make those comments? How can we be so stupid, frankly? And now we have a point where we can learn from our mistakes right now, we can choose to learn from our mistakes and put into action being better people and not punching down. And
it's
punching down. It's cheap and it's yucky and it's grimy and it feels very like early 2000s, you know, very tabloidy. And also, if you're making, it doesn't matter how much these celebrities have, what are you gaining? You know what I mean? What are you gaining from taking somebody's... What are you gaining? What feels good about that?
I got some tweets because I tweeted about this this weekend and I actually got people saying I have no sympathy for people who have that much money.
Yeah.
And I first, on a different point, I don't understand that because I don't think sympathy needs to have a money...
No, it does not.
Monetary value.
Empathy doesn't have a price tag.
But the other thing is, you're right, Jax. Yeah. Where does that type of thing take you? I understand... If you disagree with the things that these people have done in the past, I completely get that. Yep. What I don't understand, and I think you nailed it, Jax, is like, where does that get you? Yeah. So you tweet at them or you tweet about it and you say something mean.
What are you gaining?
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you gain?
Exactly.
So my personal opinion is I wish them the best and anybody else going through it. Because there are, and this is the sad part, there are a ton happening right now, more than usual,
and we'll see more
because frankly, some, you know, this is what the pandemic's forced out of us. It's been one of the worst times in any of our lives. So wish you the best if you're going through it. Wish them the best, and you're not going to hear any pot shots from this about us. That's for sure. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Normally, we're about the positivity here on Virgin Radio, especially on the morning show with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax. However, TJ has a list of the most disliked bands of all time.
Oh, yes.
According to an online poll, right?
So, no. One website used science and math to determine the most hated bands of all time. So, they created an algorithm based on things like most hated lists, message boards, and articles. And they came up with essentially the bottom 21.
Mean science.
Wow.
Yeah,
mean science. Okay, so here's the deal then. So this is compute, like they literally scraped the internet for this.
This is legit.
Wow.
So
okay.
I won't give you the full list of the top 21.
Okay.
I will give you
top
five.
Don't give us the top five.
Ooh.
We should guess the top five.
Okay.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I want you to send in your guesses, 999-999. And TJ will reveal the top five later, okay?
I will.
But Jax, Jesse, producer Jesse and I are going to give you our picks right now.
Okay.
And then you can tell us whether it's on the list and in the top five, because we're looking for the top five here.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Jax, you're up first. Who do you think would be on the top five most hated? Now, it doesn't mean that you yourself hate this band, but you know a lot of people do.
Popular hated opinion? Creed.
Oh.
Creed is in fact in the top
five. Is it?
Oh! Yeah,
it is in the top five.
What number?
People love hating
I'm
Creed.
I'm not going to tell you yet.
You can tell me what number, can't you?
No, I'm going to hold off.
Whoa, all right, all right.
It's the beauty of a secret list.
Wow.
Finally won something on the show.
All right.
Go, all right.
Producer Jesse, you are up next, sir.
I want to guess the Pentatonix.
No! Stop it.
Tell me this needs to make the list.
Okay. The Pentatonix somehow did not make the list. They might be 22.
Why? They're so likable.
All right, Adam Wilde.
No, I'm just going to keep this going.
Like music.
This makes me anxious.
This is like, look, this is like listening to a strobe light.
Yeah.
Like play a guitar.
I'm exhausted. All right, all right.
Jesse.
All right. Now, as I said before, so it was Pentatonix on the list.
Pentatonix were not on the list.
Wow.
They were not in the top 21.
Interesting. Okay, now I'm going to pick one. And you got to remember here, it doesn't necessarily mean that you yourself don't like them. However, they have to be big enough to make a list, a worldwide list of the most hated bands of all time, which is why I'm going with Maroon 5. I'm at
a pain. Really?
Yes. I think there's enough people out there who do not want to hear anything else out of Maroon 5.
He's so hot.
Well, I think that's the problem.
That's the thing. And that, you know, there's a little bit of jealousy there, but also he's hot and gets away with some pretty terrible tattoos.
No.
That California tattoo is terrible across his chest.
It's not a good one.
All right.
Maroon 5. Not in the top five.
Aha!
Not in the top
not
five.
Not in the top 21 either.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
I like where your head's at, though, because you do got to think. It's like massive appeal.
Huge band, right?
Like, because there's an argument to be made that, like, some people would put Ed Sheeran. I know he's not technically a band. But
he plays guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
In a band.
Some people would say that, but that's because Ed Sheeran has mass appeal, right?
Right.
Millions of people listen to him.
So, it has to be band. These are bands with people and guitars and stuff,
yes.
Right? Okay. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text.
Damn.
Want to know who you think. We've only got one of them, and one of them in the top five is Creed. Thank you, Jax.
No, not a problem.
It's, you know, it's good that you're carrying the show. Appreciate that. It's first time.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The five most disliked bands of all time, and they use something called internet scraping for this. If you don't know what that is, it's basically a mathematical algorithm that pulls from all different corners of the internet, message boards, top 10 lists, that sort of thing, of the most hated bands of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the list, and there's a full list of 21 which we can post, but we're only looking for the top five.
Oh.
Jax already got one of them with Creed.
Ha-ha.
We don't know where it rates, but that's okay. What are some of the other guesses we're getting at 999-999, Jax?
So many texts. Text from 416 is Jonas Brothers.
Really?
Wow.
I can see it. They're kind of like, that's enough, boys.
Boy, I got to say, that concert was
it
a
was
blast.
So
the most fun.
We took Virgin Radio listeners to that and we hit the box, right?
We did, yeah.
Oh, my God. And it was so, that was probably the most fun I've ever had at a concert.
The loudest concert I've been to based on the audience.
Yes.
Not necessarily the music, but how loud people were screaming.
Yeah,
loudest.
Absolutely. So I'm surprised you're the Jonas Brothers on that list, but I get it. I understand. Are they on the list, TJ?
They are not on the list.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
They wouldn't do that to Kevin.
Okay, so.
Text with the 613, One Direction.
Do they count as a band? Yeah, I guess they do, right?
Boy band.
Yeah, boy band. Okay. Well,
I love them.
Not on the list.
Really?
Also, this song still slaps.
This is a great song.
Yeah.
What does everybody hate on these guys?
It was cool to hate One Direction for a minute, remember?
But they're so cool. All of them are really nice.
Yeah.
Like, they're
presumably.
Just cool people. All right, well.
All right.
One Direction, not on the list.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Text in the 289. My husband says Imagine Dragons.
And he's right.
Wow. You don't like Imagine Dragons?
Is this song old enough to say that it's the worst song we've ever played?
Stop it.
This is terrible. This was a huge hit.
The thunder.
What were they doing with this? What is this?
While he wrote it in a rainstorm.
It sounds like, honestly, it sounds like some of the bands that I used to like when I was in a band in high school. It sounded like some of the songs they came up with. This is a bad song.
Also, the lead singer's too strong. He's so muscular. You know what I mean? Like, he's too strong. He's too strong. I have to say it.
Oh, my gosh.
They're apparently really nice guys, but they're just, I mean, yeah, I think everybody's had enough.
Do you want to be an angry buff guy?
Are they on the list?
They are not on the list.
No,
damn.
No. Wow.
All right. On the text line.
All right.
Okay. How about this one? Text in the 905. And you know what? This is only one of the probably hundreds of texts that we got. Nickelback.
Not surprised. People were mad at us for not picking that in our original.
I thought it was too easy.
Nickelback is in the top five. I'll tell you that.
They are. So we got two in the top five. Creed and Nickelback.
Yeah.
I feel, you know what, here, I feel bad. And you said it, TJ. They sell out every time they come here.
Yeah.
And anywhere else in Canada and in the States too. Two nights back to back.
When I lived in Alberta, they would play the Saddle Dome. I think if they could fit them into the Saddle. Anyway, they would play the arena three nights in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Sell out every night.
We did a Virgin Radio Calgary. We did a promotion, brought listeners to it. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. They were amazing. And I
they're wonderful live.
Do not love their songs. But I had a great time. So they are on the list. So we got the top five. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the last one. This one upset me, and I think it'll upset you guys too. Text from the 905 said Coldplay.
I hate that.
Really?
I love Coldplay.
Lights, yeah. I'm not afraid to admit it. I love this band. Number 11 on the list, though.
No!
Of most hated bands of all time.
You know what? You have to be enormously successful to make this list.
Yes, you do.
Also, so any band, it's going to be a huge band. Yes?
I was just going to say Chris Martin got involved with Gwyneth Paltrow, and that's why people don't like them anymore. I'm just saying.
That's a beautiful song, by the way. Okay, so.
Are you guys ready for the list?
Okay, we're going down from 5 to 1 here.
From 5 to 1, and Adam, I emailed you some clips. Okay, starting with number 5, Mumford & Sons.
They were really good, but didn't some stuff go down? Didn't he leave? Like, there was some
One of the guys
drama.
I know had, like, a medical episode.
Oh, no, yeah. So there was a fight.
I don't know. I think what it was is this was really fresh and new and cool in 2011, but every song since has been less good and pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So
That's fair.
You know, like, if they have a formula, most bands do, good for them, but I don't think it's
so
working
pretty.
Anymore.
All their stuff is so good.
Okay. Number 4, U2. Which will break my dad's heart as he is an enormous U2 fan.
Who also sell out back-to-back at the Rogers Center, 50,000 people every time they come.
It was the iTunes thing, man.
They lost us all with the iTunes thing.
And they forced their way in.
The iTunes thing was annoying.
Right?
Yeah, it was. When they put themselves on our iPod.
Yeah, like,
we're
not
asked for this. What are you doing, Bono? He's like, I'm wearing weird sunglasses.
Okay, so
number 3.
Uh-huh.
Creed.
Oh, we got this one.
Excellent.
I'm free.
I was in a cover band when I lived in Calgary, and we did a cover of this song as kind of like a joke, and I swear to you, this song used to get people so jacked up.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
In Calgary, no way.
Isn't that wild?
All right.
Number 2 on the list. Nobody texted this in, but you're going to go, oh yeah, that makes sense. Limp Bizkit.
You know what? Flat out, I had the first two Limp Bizkit albums and used to jam on this all the time. You know, everybody's 13 once, right?
Yeah. Fred Durst made me want to wear hats, like fitted caps.
Yeah. I had the red New York Yankees hat.
A couple of cool people in here.
Grade 7 dances at Rouge Hill Community
Center.
You guys
drink a lot of Monster Energy drinks at the time, too?
Stop it.
Watch a lot of BMX videos.
Stop it.
I put on my Fox t-shirt and I went to my dance.
That's
gross.
Right.
Covered myself in Axe body spray.
What is number 1?
Number 1.
Number 1, and there's absolutely no surprise here, is Canada's own Nickelback.
No.
Man, okay. This song came out when I was in grade 11, and I vividly remember it because we were at one of those semi-formal things that are not quite prom, but it's like you still have to get dressed up for it.
Yeah.
And like there was everybody started slow dancing to this song, everybody I knew, and I was standing on the side like, what is happening right now? This song?
Yeah, man.
By the way, Chad Kroeger, lead singer of Nickelback, net worth is $80 million, so I don't think he cares.
No. I don't think he does either.
I think he's doing just fine.
Met him once backstage in Edmonton, and he's a very nice man.
Yeah, I heard that he's just really kind.
Yeah.
Does his hair smell like Mr. Noodles, or does it only look like?
No.
It's a good question.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.